Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, everyone, to hour number three of tonight's edition of What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. Network's website, republicbroadcasting.org. My special guest tonight, Jay Parker. Jay, before the last break, we were talking about the fact that so many groups of people still are in denial of the world of the occult, particularly the old religion that I simply refer to as the dark occult. Why do you think people are still in this level of denial and still are in such a level of mind control that they can't even hear the word occult and understand that it means hidden knowledge, and that they just want to shut down, glaze over, and, you know, go into this, you know, hiding mode practically when they even hear the word occult, let alone try to understand how these groups have worked together in tandem with each other to carry out the control agenda that's playing out right before our eyes?
Well, it's pretty simple, Mark. What you have to do to get a handle on, you know, what happened to humanity is basically you have to see what happened to education in the Western culture through the Frankfurt School and through outcome-based education. Once critical thinking was removed from the classroom and replaced with outcome-based education and the German-Prussian model of repeat after me and don't think, basically we ended up with people that don't have any critical thinking skills and don't ask the question, why is this person telling me this information? What is their benefit in me believing this? And you really have to look at the history of cultural manipulation by the oligarchs. And when you start to study history and start to study the bankers, which are just part of what the oligarch control dark occult is, you will see the bankers in America, for instance, in 1912, bought 25 of the largest newspapers in America and turned them from being, newspapers that reported the news to newspapers which reported propaganda. And they took over the education system. They used the tax system to slowly take over the pulpits. And we have a society now that basically is control top and bottom. And to learn about the control of society, because people need to know that they're programmable. It's a hard thing for people to face, but if you listen to Bruce Lipton's work, Wisdom of Yourselves, you would know that in the first 5 years, people are in a hypnagogic trance.
Right.
And they are taking in all their enculturalization. And whatever their culture tells them, that becomes the word of God to them. Whether you grow up in a religious family or not, that first 5 years, 6 years of your life, before you ramp up and get a normal, full mind consciousness and have all your brainwave patterns, that becomes your subconscious. It runs 98% of your thoughts and deeds in your life. And Wisdom of Yourselves by Bruce Lipton goes into what the ramifications for a human being is in their subconscious. And so what we have in our society are people who are steered by the Illuminati's Tavistock Institute for Human Relations. And Dr. John Coleman wrote an excellent book on this. And until you read that book, and until you start to look at Bruce Lipton's work on how the human brain develops in the first 5 years, you're not really even going to want to get on the center path and start to learn and become your own person. Because you're not going to see the need for it, because you're going to be a zombie under mind control.
And still in collectivist mentality. Yes.
Correct.
Now, one of the things you brought up was programmability. This is something that I've been repeatedly focused on in my work when it comes to human nature. And it's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow that we are a programmable species. With that having been said, the importance of understanding the programmability of the human being, especially at a young age, cannot be understated. But I think to balance this, we still need to understand that people are still responsible for their behavior. Even if they receive soft programming, soft mind control, like what I would call soft forms of mind control, this still doesn't excuse us for the responsibility over our own behavior. It means that we have to still critically gauge the way that we have been receiving information and then filter that information and come to a conclusion about whether it is inherently consistent with itself. This is still a capability that people have, but they don't use. They don't use because it's much easier to just go along with the programming by rote like an automaton, like they've been trained to do. It's much harder to resist your training and to, you know, want to break free from that confined set of protocols and parameters that you've been given to operate under, because what that those protocols and parameters are saying to your, not only your conscious, but your subconscious mind is, hey, you're not responsible. We are. We're the ones who gave you these orders. We're the ones who programmed you like this and told you that all you have to do is listen to us. And so we'll be responsible for the ramification of the results of your behaviors. You're not ultimately responsible for that. We are. You know, the ones who are your order givers, okay? The ones who are your programmers. And it's not true. They can make that claim all they want, but ultimately people are still responsible for the behaviors that they carry out. And this is one of the central cornerstones of my work. And it's, again, it's one of the reasons people don't like to hear what I have to say in many cases, because so many people want to believe that in the final equation, human beings are not ultimately responsible for the behaviors that they themselves carry out. They want to pass the buck and the responsibility on to someone else. And well, again, I claim this is only a claim that can only be made, but it's never true in reality. In reality, we're ultimately responsible. We can make the claim that we could abdicate that responsibility, but we can't actually, in reality, abdicate that responsibility to anyone else. It always belongs to us.
Well, this is where you're way off base, because I was just following orders. You know, the idea...
Just doing my job, right, Jay?
Yeah, it's just my job. I didn't make this law.
Yep.
Now, the thing is, this is a huge thing that is throughout all of society today, and it's been systematically programmed into people for the last three or four generations, is that you can take your moral culpability and pass it away to someone else and say, well, the politician made me do it. The law made me do it. This, that, and the other thing. You cannot, in reality, take away your responsibility for your own actions.
Absolutely. And it, again, this is going to be one of the things I'm going to relentlessly hammer upon in coming weeks, months, and years in the What on Earth is Happening material. So, Jay, I think it was really worth taking this extra segment to get into some of that material. Ladies and gentlemen, your calls coming up on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My special guest this evening, Jay Parker, satanic ritual abuse survivor and whistleblower. Jay, are you ready to go to the phones and take some calls?
Yeah, Mark, I just want to talk briefly before we take a phone call. You can give the number out and I'll just say a few things.
Sure. Toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443.
I just want to thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here. You know, I love to come in here and, you know, try to slap people upside the head. We're at a point where 40% of the ozone layer is gone from geoengineering spraying. And if this continues, some scientists say we'll have no life in the northern hemisphere of the planet in 15 years. So keep that in mind, that the aluminum, barium, and the HARP that's used to manipulate the jet stream and change the weather patterns is destroying the planet. But also, I just want to say this one little story. I grew up in Arden, Delaware, which is an occult pedophile village that worships the Marquis of Hell. 90% of the children I grew up with in the 60s in Arden, Delaware, were ritually, satanically abused, and many of them went into the CIA's Monarch Mind Control program that I was in. Now, what I'm saying is Arden was founded in 1900 along with their sister community, Rose Valley, Pennsylvania. People like John Lash, the Gnostic scholar, are still in denial about chemtrails. They're still in denial about satanic communities in the world. But let me say this one little nugget my Illuminati mother, who worked for the DuPont family, said to me as she was training me to be Illuminati. When you see a town or a city that has T-O-N in the end of its name, that's us. So think of Wilmington, think of Trenton, think of Boston. T-O-N. Now, it doesn't mean the entire city is a cult, the entire town is a cult. What it means is key people in the founding of that society were dark occult. And I say to everyone, and I've said it in my talk with Alfred Weber, which is on the web, that there are 34 million dark occultists in America today, roughly 10% of the population. It's not just the elite Rockefellers, DuPonts, and Rothschilds. It's the cops, it's the teachers, it's the professors.
They like their little wordplay, their symbolic wordplay. You know, they're dark atonists. Mm-hmm. So we're going to add aton to the end of, you know, the names of these towns.
There you go. Yeah. And why I'm bringing this up is, when you look at Philadelphia, look at the statue of Billy Penn on top of City Hall. In his right hand, he has a scroll, which my mother said means, and this is the Freemason symbol, for having dark occult hidden knowledge. And in his left hand, Billy Penn has a bag. And as my mother told me, every warlock has a bag. And if you think Billy Penn, the Quaker, wasn't a warlock, you better talk to my mother and the dark occultists I grew up with, because they knew he was.
Jay, I'm going to personally revisit some of this symbolism and put together a presentation about the name Bill in general. Like here in Philadelphia, the occult symbolism of City Hall is so obvious. Maybe I could do an entire presentation on that one day. Phallic symbolism, zodiacal, astrotheological symbolism in the middle of City Hall. The hypercube, octagon symbolism is all over it, crushing the different races of the world. There's reptilian symbolism inside
it's
that.
It's unbelievable.
It's just a modgepodge of dark occult symbolism.
Absolutely.
All over that building. So that's something I want to do in the future. Let's hear what some of our callers have to say. Again, no taboo topics here on this show. There never are. Anything you want to ask me or Jay is open and fair game. Let's go to the phones. Let's hear from Robin in Missouri. Robin, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, guys. So I want to be as quick as possible. So I want to hear your input on a quick story that I have, and it's pretty important for my community where I'm living right now. Basically, I'm certain beyond a doubt that there is a satanic disinformation agent lurking around in my area right now, polluting the minds of my community members. So what I want to do is recount my story to you really quick, and then I want to hear what you have to say about it, because it's pretty crazy.
Sure.
So is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I live in Missouri in very a local, rural area with Amish and Mennonites are on everywhere. So there are three communities living in this area who are intentional communities and eco-villages, and we're all part of this network of living sustainably and living with one another and loving the land. And, you know, a lot of the people in the area are very conscious people, and they're aware of some of the crazy things going on in the world, but they're still naive to a lot of the manipulation going on. So if you could have, you know, your mind focused on this location, imagine the Shire in the Lord of the Rings. That's basically sure. where I'm at. That's what it looks like. So there's this guy who's going around, and he's not been around for a long time, but he's basically trying to convert people to the idea that climate change is the cause, it's caused by humans. And he's repeating information to people, trying to convince them over and over again. He's repeating this stuff like it's his job. And he's asking people how much water they're saving and all these things. I have no doubt in my mind that he's a spy. And this past May, we had a party on May Day where all of us community members got together and had a party to celebrate the coming of spring, and, you know, we dance and sing music. He attended wearing goat's clothes, so he dressed up as Pan, and, you know, he's playing a flute, and I know that's Baphomet symbolism. I know that he's trying to spread satanic philosophy in the subconscious of everybody. I know what this guy is doing. So I want to ask you all, and to go further, he works on people's computers. That's his job. He fixes everybody's computers. So he has access to everybody's data and looks at what they're doing. And there are children in the area that he interacts with. So this is some serious stuff. So I want to ask you, how best can I approach my community members and bring the subject up in a way where they don't just dismiss it right away and think I'm crazy? This is serious. I need these community members to understand what's going on. So that's what I want to say.
Jay, would you like to respond to that?
Well, I mean, we all know that when it comes to Agenda 21 issues like global warming and climate change, the government is spending billions of dollars in buying agents and getting the word out. And he sounds like a spy to me. I mean, I'm just telling you. And, you know, not too many people are going to get dressed up as Pan on Beltane, okay? So right there, I mean, I got a little bit of a spiritual hit when you said that. I was like, well, doesn't sound too good, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, he's a dark occultist. And he's probably working for the government. But what you can do about that is, if you want people to wake up to, you know, the occult reality, probably one of the things you would want to look into is the work of Michael Tazarian, along with Mark Passio's work. But Michael Tazarian's work dealing with the ancient history in...
we got to go to break. We'll be right back, folks.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. My special guest tonight is Jay Parker. We were taking your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443. Jay, I'll let you wrap up your comment on Robin from Missouri's comment.
Well, Robin, you know, when you mentioned he was dressed as Pan at the Beltane, I got a little flutter in my spirit, and I'm definitely thinking dark occult. But he sounds like a government agent, and so he's an Agenda 21 boy. He's towing the company line about sustainability and the fact that human beings are bad with their CO2 and global warming. Now, the issue of climate change and what's going on with the weather, you need a lot of true information and someone who doesn't have an axe to grind, whether it's an oil man or whether it's a quote-unquote communist environmentalist. And the website you need to go to get ammunition and truth about climate change and about what's really going on with the ecology is a website called geoengineering.org.
Geoengineering.org. Oh, geoengineeringwatch.org.
Oh, sorry. Geoengineeringwatch.org. It's run by Dane Wigington. Geoengineeringwatch.org has a radio show at, I guess it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday for an hour. And go to geoengineeringwatch.org and look at their information, and you'll really get a understanding of the chemtrails and HAARP situation and what's really going on with the ecology. These people that run this website only care about saving humanity, much like Mark and myself.
Great comment, Jay. Let's move on and let's hear from Jonathan in New York City. Jonathan, you're live on What on Earth is Happening with our special guest, Jay Parker. Welcome.
When did I ever portray you to be a dick?
I could have just not answered yours.
When did I ever portray you to be a dick?
Jonathan, are you there? Going once, going twice, gone. Let's hear from Eric in Colorado. Eric, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay, Mark, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Good.
I'm so glad I got through. Jay, I have huge admiration for your work. Every time I think that I'm struggling with mind control, growing up in a supposedly normal, loving, reasonably stable American family, I think about what you have overcome on your path. And it creates great admiration for me and great inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, I've been meaning to call the show for a couple weeks now. Mark, I've been in touch with Ivan from Arizona, and I have started a meetup here called Free Your Mind Colorado.
Awesome. I'd love to see these groups spring up all over the country.
Yeah, so we're going to be meeting the first and third Thursdays of the month here in Denver at a coffee house called Stella's, popular coffee house, which is sort of midway between North and South Denver metro area. I actually live in Littleton, so that was a flash for me tonight about all the...
Well, you'll be happy to know my occult family, aunt and uncle, lived there also. So, enjoy.
I'll just go door to door and see if I can find them and ask them just what the deal is. But so anyway, we're going to meet the first and third Thursdays at Stella's, and it is on the meetup.com site under Free Your Mind Colorado. I feel like, you know, I discovered you guys through Tragedy and Hope, discovered your work, Mark. It has literally changed my life.
I appreciate that.
I can't imagine there aren't other people in Denver that are aware, and so I couldn't imagine a better place to publicize the meetup than the show itself.
This is a phenomenal idea, Eric. You know, people should take an example from someone like Eric and someone like Ivan. You know, put together a group in your area. Find like-minded people. Meet once or twice a month, you know. Get together. Talk. Make a strategy to reach other people. Give out DVDs and you know, presentations. You know, this is grassroots effort. This is how you reach out, how you find other like-minded people, and then how you branch out and spread the word to other people in your community. And this is how you try to influence people's minds. You know, you have to get together with each other physically, in person. It's a great idea, Eric. I wish you all the luck in the world in starting this group. I hope it goes great for you.
Well, Eric, do you do Facebook?
I do.
Well, if you're not a friend of mine, definitely... give me a friend's request, and we'll do some chatting, and I'll talk to you again.
Great, I sure appreciate
some pointers.
Yeah,
sound good.
Ivan was really helpful with an email of, you know, what he's found successful, and you know, so I, you know, it's interesting. My co-organizer is a good friend of mine, a lady I know quite well, and you know, I turned her on to Mark, and like, just watching, I mean, it was completely inspiring. Like, you know, she was sort of right there at the edge, not quite ready, and just watching this sort of upward spiral when people take this kind of what I really call is like a bath in the truth. You know, like this ongoing, like, wow, pretty much thing after thing after thing, like, is verifiable in your own experience. And you're not like looking to start a church or be a guru or have people send money or anything, you know, just like this stuff is all free, you know, like it's all free. Like you don't need to believe him. You don't need to sign up for anything. You know, it's all just there for free. You need to listen to it as long as you can stand it and, you know, and ask yourself the deep questions. So that's what we're going to try to help people do.
And you know what? That this, like I said, this is what real grassroots effort is all about. It isn't about, you know, waiting endlessly, you know, to take action. It's about putting something together, you know, reaching out to other people and let it be what it is and take on a life of its own. And you'll build it. You'll build the effort. You'll reach new people. New people will come in and become involved. You know, and you just keep pressing forward with a little bit of patience and persistence. And, you know, you'll see that you'll reach new people and you'll change lives. That's what this is all about.
Yep. And we're talking about, Eric, we're talking about a quality of life issue. Turn the TV off and turn your mind on.
That's it.
Yep. That's what we're trying to do. You know,
Eric, I want to, you know, thank you for your personal efforts and, you know, stepping out and putting something together and making something happen. We need more people with that kind of courage. We need more people with that kind of dedication to actually get up and do something. So, I totally applaud your efforts.
Well, the thanks goes to you, and maybe when the book is published, you'll do a road trip out west and you can hit Arizona and Colorado.
Sounds good. We will see.
All right.
Eric, thanks so much for the call. Let's move on to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having my call. And hi, Jay.
Sure.
Hi.
Do you believe that the dark occult is managing countries like Russia as well and China? Just out of curiosity. I sometimes wonder if it's...
I personally believe they're as strong in those countries as they are in the United States or any other countries. I think it is ultimately that it's the force that's running at the highest level of all institutional bodies in the world because it came out of the ancient world. And the knowledge that came out of the ancient world that was left here by, again, this cosmic abandonment idea, this thesis that other beings came here in the ancient past with very advanced knowledge, very advanced sciences, very advanced knowledge of genetics, biology, psychology, etc., knew everything there was to know about us because they essentially, bioengineered us. They basically left this priest class in charge when they no longer wanted to be here and went back to wherever it was that they ultimately came from. That was the abandonment of this species, and this priest class was this, cabal of people with high-level knowledge that had been entrusted to them by these people, left, quote-unquote, in charge as the authorities to govern or administrate this world that was left in a state of basic disarray and the people in chaos and confusion. And they took that knowledge and they ran with it. They understood that that knowledge, if it was held very tightly within their own circles and held out of other people's hands, could be converted to a very large power differential in society, and that's what started the original secret societies, the intelligence networks, you know, the all the institutional bodies of the earth began as a result of that knowledge disparity in the population being very concentrated in the hands of this priest class and very absent in the hands of the general population. It was the origin of dark occultism, and that spread to all countries, not just some, but everywhere across the face of the earth. That's why we're in the situation we're in now. We've never come out of that level of control. I'll let Jay give his take on that on the other side of this break, folks. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening. This is the last segment for this edition of the broadcast. My special guest, Jay Parker, we're taking your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-313-9443. Jay, your take on Alex from Florida's question regarding whether the dark occult has presences in all other countries.
Well, if you look at Vladimir Putin, you'll see pictures of him with a yarmulke on. Russia deals with the Rothschild Vatican central banking system. There is no difference. We put the communists, meaning the CIA and the Rockefellers and our oligarchs, put the communists in power in Red China. So there's only a handful of countries that are outside of the central banking globalist dictatorship, and that would be North Korea, Iran, Syria, and I think there might be one other country.
Well, Libya was, but that changed.
Cuba.
Last year.
Yeah, Libya is gone now.
Yep.
So all I have to say is they're all different flavors of criminal gangs, and occasionally they have wars to settle gangster disputes, just like mobsters in Chicago in the 20s and 30s.
Yep. Internal turf wars, basically.
Yeah. Yep. But basically, there's probably 1,000, really 800, 500 top occultists. And there's a book out called Superclass, and it gives the story of the 200,000 people that basically ruled this world. A recent college study came out and said that on a double-decker bus, a London double-decker bus, you could put 80 people on that literally own half this planet.
Yep. All right, let's move on. Let's hear from Robert in Missouri. Robert, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome.
Hey, greetings, guys. You know, I'm living here in St. Louis, and right now this city is under such severe divide-and-conquer mind control with these police shootings and this... it's just it's fascinating to be here and watch the divide between white people and black people.
Yes. Yep. It's amazing that any white people could be so racially charged and believe in this nonsensical, ridiculous idea of a division in of races in humanity, that they would actually, like good little house slaves, support what the police are doing in this country, that they would actually get behind a police state system. It's a disgusting, disgusting ideology that these people have. And, you know, anybody who's racist just completely and utterly misses the point of what's going on this world. Absolutely misses it entirely. They have no idea what's going on. They haven't grown up. They're still a little child who is in this me, I identify with my tribe ideology. And they have no idea how they're completely owned. They're completely ruled. And as long as they're in that mentality, they're going to be ruled. You know,
well,
and people there and throughout the world need to wake up and understand it. It is a divide and conquer strategy, and they're falling for it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, it's a hybrid version, though, because they've got the blacks in St. Louis ready to strike out in any way they can. The frustration level so high because, you know, we know this. The NAACP was started by Jacob Schiff, Paul Warburg, Rabbi Stephen Wise, a bunch of Jewish supremacists to use the African-American population as a bludgeon, as a weapon system itself. And so this is a dualistic form.
In many cases, you're dealing with a lot of ignorant people that are being manipulated themselves. You know, but the whole point here is, ultimately, the government is still doing things that are completely against human rights, and they keep pressing and pressing and pressing. I'll just give you an example. Every single time I travel, I'm selected out of line because I have a beard. And because if you look at some of my features, I could look Egyptian or possibly Middle Eastern, not just Italian. You know, my heritage goes back to Southern Italian descent. So that's
mixed in,
Egyptian and Northern African, etc. I could be seen to have somewhat feature set like that. Every single time they try to claim it's a random process. Well, you're being randomly selected to be taken out of line and have your bag, dusted down for some explosive material or whatever. It's not a random process. Clearly, these psychopathic order following house slaves have been told racially profile these people. Racially profile them, and anybody that looks somewhat Middle Eastern or other questionable descent or heritage, pull them out and make an example of them. There's nothing random about it. It's called racism. That's what's going on there. It's called selecting people because of their feature set. Not because you know anything about them, because you know anything about their intent, because you have any belief that they may do something that's harmful to somebody else. I'm a peaceful person traveling, and you want to pull me out of line because of how I look, because I have a beard and long hair, and I might look Middle Eastern or Egyptian, you know?
Well, you know, Mark, it's like this. The Fox News crowd, the conservatars, this is almost the strongest form of mind control out there, is this Islamophobic thing that's been run on the, you know, your regular old Republican type of person, because they're ready to commit genocide on the entire Islamic world over these fake beheadings and the rest of this garbage.
Like I said earlier in the show, it's everybody trying to blame some kind of a subclass of people that they have some kind of a distaste for, when they can't see that the ultimate machinations and manipulations are going on behind the scenes by this priest class that Jay and I simply refer to as the old religion or the dark occult. Until you understand what that group of people is and what their ideology is, you don't know what's going on this planet. Jay, your take on this.
As long as you're divided, you're conquered.
And as long as people are at a partial level of awakening and not all the way awake, not in a state of true spiritual, streetwise spirituality level of enlightenment, of understanding both the highest principles of creation, which are the sacred feminine non-aggression principle combined with the sacred masculine principle of self-defense, people are still ultimately asleep. Until they understand natural law at a high level, they're ultimately asleep. You know, it's called, as long as we abide in partial darkness, we will continue to be conquered. And being divided is being conquered, as Jay just said. I want to thank you for your call, Robert. Let's try to squeeze one more call in here if we can. Jay, let's go to Jonathan in Kentucky. Jonathan, you're live on What on Earth is Happening. Welcome to the show. And we have limited time, so get to your question quickly. Thank you.
Real quick, Mark, I'd like to know, do you have a mailing address or P.O. box that we can send donations to? I've gone on your website, and it said email, but
Yes, you can. Okay. You can contact me by email. In the contact section, there is an email link to request sending a donation by mail. Just send me an email through that link, and then I will reply with the mailing address to do so.
Okay. I have a quick question for Jay. This is a spiritual encounter I had. I had a dream. I'll make this quick. I had a dream a serpent was coiled around my arm and bit me and sent energy to my heart. And right before it hit my heart, I consciously woke up in my bedroom and seen the Tree of Life symbol in my face. And immediately as I was aware of it, and it was aware of me being aware of it, it disappeared, my lamp fell over, and I heard 1,000 knocks of, like, people knocking above my head and underneath my bed. Do you have any idea what...
I'll just chime in on that before Jay does. I would say you had a very powerful kundalini experience in symbolically, and that's a call to higher level spiritual awakening, if you ask me. That's what that symbolism is calling you to go further in your understanding and to start speaking out on your own as a possible potential future teacher. And that's a powerful, positive Kabbalistic spiritual symbolism in that dream. Jay, I'll let you finish up with your take on that.
Definitely check out Michael Cesarion's work on ancient symbolism and learn about the serpent cult of the ancient world. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. So, Origins and Oracles on YouTube.
Check out Michael Jay Parker's show tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio, SRA Today. Jay, thanks so much for being my guest once again.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have on this edition of What on Earth is Happening. Remember, there's only two mistakes you can make on the path to truth: not starting and not going all the way. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll